This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Hello, I'm Creflo Dollar, and welcome to today's broadcast. For years, we have gathered together every July here in the international city of College Park, Georgia, for our annual Grace Life event. People travel from all over the world to gather in the World Dome to hear what God would speak to their hearts. And let me tell you, it was nothing short of amazing. Man, we had stuff for the little kids, for the teens, and the adults. If you weren't here, you missed out on something very special. I'm not the only one that feels this way. Take a listen to this awesome testimony from one of the attendees of Grace Life Conference.
This is my third time out here at Grace Life Conference, and I'm coming all the way from Nigeria. Now, that's like 12 hours plus flight, and I always come here because this is homecoming for me. This is life itself, you know, because every day I wake up, I have this thing in me that tells me that I am accepted in the beloved, number one. Number two, and that I have a father who is pleased with me. So I just come to get this information out here over and over and to keep myself in the love of God. That's why I'm here. Grace means life itself. Grace is a person. It's not a curriculum. It's not a subject. It's not just one of those things we throw about. He's a person, and he's Jesus Christ. And he's the only reason I can be here. I tell you, we are the ones that the world has been waiting. We do not have to wait on anyone else. So grace is life. It's purpose for me. It's Jesus Christ, and he's the lover of my soul. I could have been on my couch back home in Nigeria just watching, but this year I had to fly in here with my kids, my 13-year-old and my 11-year-old. I mean, this experience has been life-changing, life-transforming for us. There is nothing like being here in person. That connect is everything. And I'm going back ready for the assignment because Grace Life has come to give us life and hope to be whom we were called to be on the earth. Thank you for giving yourself to the service of God. We love you from Nigeria.
For the next 3 days, you will get to hear the message where I talked about the contradictions in the stance of a Christian versus the state of a Christian. And what I mean by that is how to deal with those times when what you see with your natural eyes doesn't align with what you know is true according to the Word of God. You're going to love this message. So stay tuned, and I'll see you again right after this one.
Time is running out to get your ticket to this year's Radical Women's Conference, Thursday and Friday, March 14th and 15th. Our lineup includes Taffy Dollar, Laura Pickett, Chrislyn McNair, Egypt Sherrod, Anita Phillips, and musical guests Ty Trippett, Deidre Greathouse, and Samara Joy. Tickets are almost sold out, so get yours now to ignite your passion. Text RADICAL to 51555 or visit taffydollar.org today to secure your spot today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
I think it's very important for us to deal with contradictions in the Bible, not just to bypass them, knowing that that's what we read, but I'm just not going to deal with it. I think it's important to deal with contradictions because I believe within it you find more liberty and more freedom and more understanding. And so I want to deal with a contradiction this morning between what I call the stance of a Christian versus the state of a Christian. The stance that you have before God and the state of your actual life. And I want to look at that. And the definition that I'll be teaching from is, you know, I know that we've defined grace over the years as unmerited favor. That is absolutely right, but you've got to know it's just so much more involved in it. That first of all, grace is Jesus. He's a person, amen. Grace is not just a curriculum. Grace is not just a subject matter. Grace is a person, Jesus, full of grace and truth. But grace is unmerited. It's unmerited, abounding provision. Unmerited abounding, that word abound means increases, unmerited abounding provision in the unrestricted operation of God's infinite love. So it's unmerited, it's abounding provision in the operation of the unrestricted, unrestrained. At one time, God's love was restricted, but when Jesus died on that cross, not even your crazy is enough to stop his grace. Ooh, got bashata. Y'all felt that, didn't you? Ooh, glory to God. It's the unmerited, abounding provision in the unrestricted operation of God's infinite love through Jesus Christ for mankind, especially for those who depend on him. An unrestricted operation of his love that comes through Jesus, hallelujah, that is for mankind. It is provision for everything that was messed up in the Garden of Eden, provision that was even released before the foundations of the world. Now let's go look at these scriptures, and I want to set up the contradiction. I want you to see the contradiction clearly, because I want to show you that you bring nothing to the table and you continue to allow your behavior to determine your identity. And if you keep allowing your behavior to determine your identity, then you won't accept the identity that God has already assigned to you before the foundations of the world. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9 in the NLT, and then let's pit this against Philippians chapter 2 and 12 in the King James and then the NLT. First Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You did not come here for just a pep rally. Honey, you came here to get your soul nourished. You came here to be fed. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. He said, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Anything that's a gift from God, you didn't bring anything to the table to earn it. It's not merited. This is a gift of God, verse 9. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. Now notice in verse 8, he makes it very clear God saved you, ED, past tense, by his grace when you believed. You have been saved. But now look at Philippians chapter 2. In verse 12, let's look at it in the King James and then the NLT. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 in the King James and the NLT. Now here you'll notice something. Wherefore, my beloved, As you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What do you mean work it out? I'm saved. But here it says, work out your salvation. Look at this in NLT. He says, dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I'm away, it even more important, work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. Now, to a new believer, to look at this, they're going to have to decide, now, am I saved or am I still in the process of being saved? Now, one verse speaks of things as being fully accomplished, while the other refers to it as in the process of completion. Let's look at some more witnesses. Hebrews 10 and 10 in the King James. Verse 10 says, by the which will we are sanctified or holy. We are sanctified. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all time. We are sanctified. But then in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:23 in the King James, he says, and the very God of peace sanctify you. Well, I've been sanctified. Why am I needing to be sanctified? Why do I need to begin to believe God that the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly? I thought I was already sanctified. So here, sanctification is an uncompleted process, but in Hebrews 10 and 10, this is a finished work. It's a finished work in 10 and 10. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it's an uncompleted process. I've actually seen this take place in real life. One person will declare, you know, I'm sanctified. And somebody tells, yeah, but you know God still got to sanctify you. Another person will declare, well, I've been saved. Yeah, but the Bible says you got to work out your salvation. We got to look at that contradiction. Hebrews chapter 10, 14. Let's look at one more. Hebrews 10, 14 in the King James. He says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. I am perfected forever. But then in 2 Corinthians 13 and 11, he says this, 2 Corinthians 13 and 11, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Well, why do I need to be perfect if I've already been made perfect? Be perfect. Be of good cheer. Be of one mind. Live in peace. Here it is again. See, Paul's admonition here. I mean, why should those who have been perfected forever be told to be perfect? So now this contradiction will leave when you understand the one reference to the believer's standing in Christ or to the believer's position before God. See, there is a standing before Christ that already is, that already is finished, that's already been done. Your standing before Christ or your position before God. He is, for example, positionally sanctified, positionally set apart for God's eternal purpose. He's perfect in God's sight because he is in Christ. In God's sight, your position is finished. You are saved positionally. You are sanctified positionally. You are holy positionally. You are perfect positionally. But in the other case, it refers to the believer's life on the earth, which is called your walk or your state. So I have been made holy positionally, but in my life, I'm still working on some stuff. It refers to your life on earth. It's your walk. It's your state. His earthly life should be holy. It should be set apart for God's use. He should live perfectly before God. But God understands that this state is a journey. Life is a journey. Glory be to God. And what you don't want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is find yourself judging people in the midst of their journey. Positionally, they are everything that God says they are. And that's important because if God has already established you as such, then somehow he's got to accept the responsibility to make sure you arrive at that destination. Let's look at this now. The believer's standing then is that position in which God has placed him, and as God sees him, because he's accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. You got born again and you're already in a position. Glory to God. God has already put you in a place. Praise God. It is God's acceptance of you in Christ as a member of the household of God. He's already accepted you. There are certain things that let me use this illustration. I use this Sunday. When you are born into the royal family, you didn't do anything to deserve to be born in the royal family. I don't care if you were to live a perfect life, if that was possible. Not even living a perfect life can earn the position. And when you get born again and fail to understand what you have been born into, you have been born, the day you get born again, you're adopted into the family of God. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God, not because of what you are about to do or if you can do it right. You're born like that before any attempt to try to do something to prove that you can earn it. The fact is, you can't earn it. You're born like that. Something happens when you know I am born a royal. So since I'm born a royal, I am now motivated to live this life as a royal. I now want to walk worthy of who I am. I'm not trying to do something to earn who I am. I now know who I am, so now I'm going to walk worthy of who I am. Not because it's going to get me some extra points with God. I got all the points that anybody could want. I've been born into undeserved favor. I'm peculiar. I'm holy. I'm royal. And the next time the devil tries to come to you and tell you you're going to die of this sickness, you ain't never going to be nothing, you're going to stay broke all your life, you need to say, oh, you didn't get the memo. I'm born into the family of God. And everything that goes to Jesus is mine. And not only is it mine, he didn't wait until I proved something. He did this before the foundations of the world. Now I need to get in the Word and prove it to you so you don't think I'm just preaching something. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 in the NLT. Wow. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, So I've been called to every spiritual blessing. It's in the heavenly realm because we are united with Christ. Because I've been united with Christ. Everything about this inheritance, everything about this adoption comes because I'm united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us. He decided to love you. And if you came out crazy, he still decided to love you. God loved us and he chose us. He chose us in Christ. He chose us to be holy. He chose you to be holy. Now you're trying to become holy. And the way you see that change in your life is if you accept that I have been born with this undeserved privilege, I am holy, even though you ain't doing nothing holy, I am holy is going to start changing what you're doing. Your stance is going to start changing your state. God loved us, and he chose us in Christ to be holy, and watch this, and he chose us to be without fault, watch this, in his eyes. You still pulling up all of your faults in your day-to-day walk, and God chose you to be without fault in his eyes, so we got to start seeing ourselves like God sees us. Yeah, but Brother Dollar, you don't know what I did. I'm telling you, you're in life right now. That is your state, but you have a stance that's going to change your state. Glory to God. It's a journey. You're going from College Park to California. It's a journey. There are a lot of things that happen from College Park to California. You might run out of gas. The engine might overheat. You might need to pull over to get some work done. You might need to pull over and get some rest. You might get lost. Hallelujah. But be assured, you're going to arrive in California. So listen, you don't need to judge me because I had to pull over. Don't send me to hell because my car overheated. Don't condemn me to hell because I got lost. And that's what Christian people do. Why are we trying to send people to hell all the time? Oh, I know they're going to hell. You sure enough going to hell for that. You sure, honey, I'm on a journey, you understand? I am on a journey. To walking worthy to this thing that God has called me to from the foundations of the world. Please reserve your judgment for yourself. I remind you, I'm on my way to California. Hallelujah. I haven't arrived there yet, but I will show up.
Grace Life Conference 2023 Homecoming featured three power-packed days focused on celebrating the life of grace. Creflo and Taffy Dollar were joined by special guests, topping off a weekend filled with revelation. Experience all nine sessions for a love gift of $50 or more for CDs or $60 or more for DVDs. Celebrate grace. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore while supplies last.
Prayerfully, you receive something out of this message. Now, I tell you, I'm just getting started. You know, our right standing with God is something we could never earn. It is an undeserved gift. It is grace. It's Jesus. I had to calm myself down during the conference. I got so excited, I was about to run off the stage during the first session. Now, tomorrow, we're going to continue this message, so be sure to tune in.
Are you ready to come home? Grace Life Conference 2024, the reunion is coming. Creflo and Taffy Dollar will be joined by special guests Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickow, Bishop Clarence McClendon, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, Hezekiah Walker, and Brian Courtney Wilson, July 11th through 13th. Don't miss this experience that includes our annual Mentality and Ministers and Leaders Conferences. Text Grace Life to 51555.
Have you ever wondered how the financial support from our viewers makes a difference in people's lives? We receive testimonies every day from people whose lives have been shattered by natural disasters, failed marriages, bankrupt businesses, and so on. They share how our outreach efforts and messages about God's grace have changed their lives in a tangible way. And for that, we give God all the glory. Today, I invite you to prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. We know you'll be empowered to see real change in others and prosper in your own life.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
I don't ever want to take for granted that you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And there's no better way to embark upon a new stage in your life than to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus. So if you want to become born again and begin an exciting, intimate relationship with Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and I'll say it so you can repeat after me. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He died and was raised from the dead and has forgiven all of my sins, and I receive Him into my life right now as my Lord and personal Savior. So by faith, I declare that I am saved. Praise God. Now, that simple prayer changed your entire eternal destination. And we want to welcome you to the family of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.